Afterword to section 21. The poet of the body, hailed in the previous section as hankering, gross, mystical nude, now promises to translate into a new tongue not only the pleasures and pains of the afterlife, but the experience and wisdom of women as well as men. Union is the theme of lovers, of earth and sea, of darkness and light, and in the magnetic field of this poem, attraction is everything. Night draws near, nourishing the imagination, and the slumbering earth wakens to clarify for the poet the idea that we are in a race not against time, but toward the recognition that we live in an eternal present, in which one thing calls out to another. There are no winners or losers in this jumble of activity, this union of like and unlike, only increase and affect. Everyone will arrive at the finish line, which is also the starting line, at his or her appointed time, which is now. Enter the prodigal son. In a reversal of the New Testament parable, he bestows his love on the godlike poet, who responds in kind. Their unspeakable passionate love reminds us that in Whitman's conception of the universe, nothing is forbidden, even if in later editions of the poem he excised the explicit couplet with which the first version concluded. Thruster holding me tight, and that I hold tight, we hurt each other as the bridegroom and the bride hurt each other. This painful knowledge is the prerequisite for the poet becoming a vessel three sections hence of all the long dumb voices, past, present, and future, which he will summon onto the stage of his democratic imagination, which in time will become ours. Listen up.